Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate you. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can call 1-800-331-6445. That's 1-800-331-6445. Or you could always visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we have a great program for you here today. I haven't talked about this for quite a while. And again, I keep running into a lot of the same questions out in the marketplace. And that always kind of inspires me to cover some of this on the radio program, because if I'm being asked out in the marketplace, then guess what? That might be the tip of the iceberg, and that just means maybe a lot of people have the same or similar questions. So, want to talk today about all of the different levels of care and types of care that are available in all of these senior care communities. It can get really overwhelming. It can get confusing, to say the least. There are literally hundreds of options just here in the extended Kansas City metro area. And so you talk about making your head spin, right? So, I mean, it can be, again, overwhelming. So before I jump into trying to break down and unpack each type of, or each level of care, then the types of care, et cetera, just wanted to do a brief review, and maybe I'll unpack this next time or in the next week or two or three. But what to determine before even thinking about beginning your search? Well, you have to know what level of care you need. You have to understand what type of care you need, and you need to understand this. What do you need today, and then what might you need down the road into the future? Okay, so will the level of care today meet your needs throughout your entire lifetime, or do you think that you'll need to start at one level and then maybe graduate to another? So you have to anticipate some of your potential future needs when you do this. So again, identify your level of care, your type of care, and then here's the 800-pound elephant in the room, right? How are we going to pay for this? So the payment methods. Now, as I go through this throughout the show, I'm going to talk about some average costs per month. And if you're driving, I don't want you to wreck your car. two hands on the wheel, 10 and 2, right? So just And don't, you know, you don't need to hide your wallet and all that. But I mean, it, look, this is expensive. It's all expensive, okay? But is it worth it? Yeah, absolutely. It is worth it. Okay, but we need to talk about, you know, how will we pay for senior care? So again, level of care, type of care, payment methods, location. So if you say, well, Steve, you know, I'm willing to travel, you know, 2 or 3 blocks from my home. Okay, well, yeah, that's not very realistic. You know, how far are you willing to travel to find the best place and get the best care? Okay, so that's a very important question. Although, look, we all want to be close, and I understand that. And then last but not least, anything that's very specific. So any personal preferences and needs that you may have. And so that's really important to identify that so that as you're checking out your options, you can see if those things might be offered or not. Okay. So we have to know our level of care, our type of care, our payment methods, location, personal preferences and needs. So we've decided to move. We've done our homework. We know what we need. So now we need to wade out into the market. All right, so if you're moving from your home to a community, okay, a lot of people don't like the F word, facility, okay, but if you're moving to a place that would have, you know, residents, and they may or may not be providing care or receiving care, but if you're moving from your home to a place, the starting point as far as options would be independent living. Now, that's not a level of care, okay, that is a place. And here's what it is. If you hear the term independent living, you're on your own, but you're not alone, right? So you're fully independent. You have your own, typically a nice apartment that has some space to it. And you can get a studio apartment as well, right? But this is a nice apartment. It's got a fully functioning kitchen, so you can do your own thing there. You know, studio, 1 or 2 bedroom. Some places would offer like duplexes or fourplexes or villas or standalone homes. Okay, so although let me say this, in our area, I would say the majority of the inventory would be a nice apartment. Okay, so you're on your own, but you're not alone. Because obviously there are a lot of other folks around you, but you all have your own individual space. And they provide at least one meal for you per day. Most of them will provide a couple of meals. Sometimes you can buy a third one. They can provide all of them. But usually you're doing a little bit of cooking on your own. And they're taking care of at least the main or the primary meal of the day, if not maybe a couple of them. So that takes you off the hook for, you know, most of your cooking or your heavy cooking, although you can still cook because it's a fully equipped and fully functioning kitchen in independent living. You have a lot of social opportunities. They have transportation if you don't want to get out into the bad weather. They'll have transportation runs to and from the grocery store, usually once a week, to and from a general store like a Target or a Walmart or a Kohl's or whatever, you know, once a week. And then you'll go out on outings and activities, and it's great, you can let your hair down. You're not paying taxes and utilities. They do all the maintenance. They're shoveling the snow. They're mowing the lawn. They're trimming the trees and the bushes. They're replacing your light bulbs and your furnace filters. So, I mean, that's nice. It's very nice. Okay, and we'll come back to the pricing of these places a little bit later. On the opposite end of this care spectrum, so I'm going to go from the entry level to the maximum level, and then I'm going to back up and take care of the messy middle because that's where it gets really tricky. So you can move from your home to an independent living community where it's most likely an apartment with meals, socialization opportunities, and again, some transportation, and you're doing your thing. If you need the maximum care, that is going to be called long-term care. Now, just like the F word is a bad word, facility, okay, the industry doesn't like that. It sounds too clinical, and I agree with that. But the industry doesn't like that nursing home term, okay? So they don't like to be called or referred to as a nursing home, although I could easily make the market that the vast majority of people in the market still call it a nursing home, still think of it as a nursing home, okay? But the reason the industry does not like the term nursing home is because it comes with lots of negative stereotype, lots of baggage, and they don't like that. Now, I would also remind them that baggage was well-earned, okay? But I would also set the record straight to say that I was around. I was around the dark ages where these nursing homes earned a very negative reputation. And I can also say with 100% confidence that the vast majority, I would say well over 90% of these long-term care communities, also known as a nursing home, are nothing like they were back in the 60s and 70s and 80s where they earned that negative reputation and negative stereotype. Much, much improved. Okay, so, and I think, let's give the general public credit for that. I think most of them know that and they understand that. Not all of them, okay? That's why we talk about this stuff all the time. But that highest level of care, again, long-term care is what I generally consider it or refer to it as. Some people call it nursing homes. Some people call it skilled nursing. Some people call it the healthcare center. There are all sorts of terms for that, but I generally just call that long-term care. That's a full medical model where they can help you with your activities of daily living plus full-on medical care, diabetic management, insulin injection, pain management, feeding someone through a PEG tube, right? A two-person transfer, wound care, IV therapy. It goes on and on and on and on and on. All right. So that is that highest level of care. And that's, again, long-term care. And coming up next, I'm going to jump into the messy middle when it comes to all of your community choices for senior care. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Independent living is covered by long-term care insurance. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program on any electronic device at seniorcarelive.com and through the app Audacy, and that's AUDACY. How about that? All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Independent living is covered by long-term care insurance. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. So I won't go into too much detail, maybe on another program for another day or another time. But long-term care insurance helps to pay for a provider that provides hands-on care. And independent living has no license, no licensure, and they don't provide care. It's as simple as that. And one of the triggers for long-term care insurance is that you are paying for and receiving help for at least with at least two activities of daily living. And again, independent living, you are fully independent. There's no licensure. There are no care providers. And that's it. That's it. Now, there is a gray area I'll touch on briefly later on, but that's it. So, all right. So today we're talking about all of the different levels of care, types of care. So if you've made the decision to move from your home to a senior care community, again, that entry point is independent living, like we talked about in the last part of the program. And then if we jump up to the highest level of care, and that is long-term care. That's a full-on medical model that can help you with those daily activities plus full medical care. And this is a very standardized model, meaning they all have the same license. They're all expected to do the same thing, right? And they all offer the same type of care and approach. Now, obviously, some of these long-term care providers deliver much better than others, okay? But the bottom line, and some do just a terrible job, and some in the middle or in between, but the bottom line is that's a very standardized model that is the highest level of care that that is available. All right, so let's move to the messy middle. This is the problem child, right? So you've always heard, oh, that middle child, they're the ones that are going to give you trouble. They're not the oldest responsible one. They're not the baby, and they're in the middle. And so they're acting out and causing all kinds of problems. Well, first of all, let me say this. I've seen that happen, but my wife is a middle child, and she definitely acts like the oldest. So that stereotype doesn't always fit. So there we go. Anyway, that's completely off the subject, but that middle ground, that is what we're going to generally refer to. I'll break it down a little bit more in a second, but we'll generally refer to that as assisted living, and that's the very wide lane. When I do presentations, I use a lot of slides, and visually you can see, I mean, there's a narrow path on the left for independent living because it is what it is. There's a narrow path on the right-hand side because it's long-term care. It is what it is. And that center path takes up like most of the graphic on my page because it's a very wide lane. So assisted living is a social model. It is not a medical model. It's just not. Okay, but they do a lot for you. There's a lot of support. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming. They can help you, and it doesn't have to be all or none. Maybe you're independent with a couple of those activities of daily living. If you ever hear the phrase ADL, that's what they're talking about, activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, using the restroom. So maybe you need help with one or two of those and maybe not all of them. Maybe you need a little help with all of them, or maybe you need full assistance with all of these things, okay? So they can help you a little bit, or they can offer a tremendous amount of support with these daily functions, daily tasks. So again, bathing, dressing, grooming, they can help you use the toilet. And the older we get, the more of a challenge that may become. They can help with incontinence management and incontinence support. Listen closely, to a point. Well, what do you mean, Steve? Okay, so, and again, this is all over the board. That's why this is a very wide lane. Some places, basically, if you can't manage your own, you know, continence, then and you have these issues, we don't help with that. You'll have to move on to another level of care or another place that can help you with that, because we just don't offer that. And some places will help provide a tremendous amount of incontinence support and everything in between. All of these places do distribute your medications. So that is super important, especially with, you know, some particular medications and some particular diseases. It's very important that you get your medicine properly on time. Like, for example, and I'm not a physician, and you know that. I think most of you know that. But for Parkinson's patients, okay, it's critical. And they take a lot of medications. It's critical that you get those medicines on time, absolutely on time. So they can help you, again, with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting. They can help with incontinence support. They deliver and distribute and manage and reorder your medications. They provide all of your meals and snacks and drinks and hydration. There's a full slate of activities from quality of life and meaningful social engagement. Doctors make house calls. So physicians come to the assisted living community and will visit you in your apartment and do a checkup. They even have some specialists that will come in-house making house calls. Okay, so that's really nice. They can do blood draws and send out your labs. There's mobile x-ray that can come in. Home health care, home care can come in as well, but home health care can come in for some skilled nursing visits, PT, OT, speech. Okay, so all of those sort of things are available. And there is a lot to like about assisted living. So again, just please keep in mind that that is not a medical model. So here's one of the built-in challenges is that, you know, you'll have a lot of folks who will visit a particular assisted living community, and they'll say, oh, don't worry, we're an age-in-place community, and your mom, your dad, your spouse, your loved one can stay here for the rest of their entire life. And although that's certainly what they hope for, let me set that record straight. Every single assisted living community has a threshold. Okay, they're not a medical model. Every single one of them, if a resident reaches a point that hits their threshold where they can no longer meet their needs, your loved one will be discharged. They will be asked to leave. Well, what do you mean? You said they could stay here. Okay, well, yeah. A lot of times that falls into the category of overpromise, underdeliver. And coming up next, I will continue the discussion on that messy, messy middle.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. Don't forget to check out our podcast of all of the recent episodes, again, at seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so back to kind of unpacking all of the different types of care, levels of care that we may encounter that are available. There are literally hundreds of them available in this listening audience, in this reach, literally hundreds. Okay, to say it's overwhelming to try to figure all that out is the understatement of the century. So just trying to give a good overview, unpack some of this, define some of these levels of care, and then pretty soon I'm going to provide some an average cost per month. And again, keep your hands at 10 and 2. Do not wreck that car. And don't choke. put down your drinks. Put down your food. Don't choke. Because some of the it gets a little expensive. So we talked about independent living being that entry level. There's no care there. There's no license tied to that. We talked about the high-end long-term care. A lot of folks still consider that a nursing home or refer to it. That's that medical model. And I talk about the level of care, and I equate the level of care with their license. There's a licensure that long-term care is issued, and it outlines exactly what they can do or can't do. That's basically what they're authorized to provide. Again, the same thing with assisted living. There is a licensure tied with that level of care. It's very different than long-term care. And that license outlines what they can provide. Now, the wild card comes in with assisted living is that although they have this licensure, they can choose. There's a lot of leeway in there. They can choose to be a little more of an independent community, or they can choose to bring in heavier need residents. Okay, so you have some assisted living communities kind of leaning way over to the left towards that independent living zone. Some of them will bend over backwards to keep you out of a long-term care community and keep you there as long as they can. And they lean way over to the right towards that long-term care level of care, but still staying in their lane. And, oh, by the way, everything in between. So that's the big challenge, is that it's just not a standardized model. The licensure is the same, but they can kind of pick and choose a lot of what they're going to offer there. So we talked about assisted living is that social model, helping with those activities of daily living, distribute your medications. It can help you with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support. Full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. Doctors and specialists will come in-house. They distribute your medications for you. There's a lot to like. It's just not medically based. Okay. I'm a drummer, so I'm going right. So these are some of the prices. Hands at 10 and 2. Come on now. All right, so independent living in our area, the majority of the places, kind of right down the middle, is going to be $3,000 a month, upwards to about $5,000 per month. I think that's going to cover most of the places. And one of the drivers is going to be, how big is the apartment? Okay, and that is the main driver. I mean, if you're in a freestanding, just beautiful high-end villa, you might be paying $5,000 or $6,000 a month for that easily. If you're in a nice one-bedroom apartment, you might be around $3,500, maybe $4,000. Okay, a two-bedroom apartment, maybe kind of somewhere in the middle of that. Maybe a studio apartment on that lower end, around $3,000. But you're not paying taxes. You're not paying, $200-$300 a month for homeowners insurance. Might be paying about $10 or $15 a month for renter's insurance, just on contents. You're not paying any of the utilities, and most of your groceries are going to be provided by them, because they're cooking at least your main meal, if not a couple of meals. Okay, so if you add it up and compare it, even if your house is paid off, and compare it to what you're paying for in your house, and the taxes on a house could be $300-$600 a month, just for taxes. Right, your homeowner's insurance could be a couple hundred bucks a month or so. You've got some places, HOA costs and all sorts of things, plus your breakdowns and your repairs and replacing the roof and maybe paying someone to mow the lawn. I mean, you add that up, it's not that far off, surprisingly. Okay, if you move into assisted living, the driver for the cost of assisted living is going to be the size of your apartment, studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, and then how much care you need. So most places have a base charge plus a level of care charge. So if you need just a little bit of help, you'll be paying less than someone who needs a lot of help. Now, some places do have a flat fee for service, all-inclusive flat rate per month. Way more often than not, you've got that base charge plus a level of care. So, again, with those drivers of the size of the apartment and then how much help you need, you're looking at somewhere between $5,000, $5,500 a month, maybe upwards of, you know, $7,500 to maybe $8,000. That's going to cover the vast majority of places in this listening audience and in the reach of this program. All right. And then if you move up to long-term care, you've got a couple of choices. You have a shared room or a semi-private room. Okay. And then you have a private room. So let me say, by the time you graduate to long-term care, it's not much about your personal space, and it's mostly about the care that you receive and the staffing levels and all of that. Okay. So a semi-private or a shared room is going to be somewhere between, on the low end of it, $6,000 a month, upwards of about $8,000 or so per month for a shared room in long-term care. A private room goes at a premium, and that's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $8,500 a month or so, maybe upwards of $13,000, $14,000 per month. That's the hands at 10 and 2 part, okay, because that is obviously super, super expensive. And then that messy middle has a couple of other parts that I intentionally left out until now. There is an option called a, and here's that F word again, facility, residential care facility. Don't blame me, blame the state. That's what the license says, RCF, residential care facility. Just consider that generally, not always, but generally speaking, kind of assisted living light, where there's less care, and the residents there are really more independent. They just require less help. Those RCFs are going to be anywhere from around $3,000 a month to maybe $5,000 a month. That's pretty common. And then I would call assisted living on the high end, okay, approaching that long-term care level of care. There is a special type of place, and the license is calls it Home Plus. And I've talked about Home Plus several times on the program previously. And what that is that is a ranch-style house, typically speaking, that can accommodate 6 to 12 residents. And it's solidly at that assisted living level, but really on that higher end. Some of these places could offer a two-person transfer, diabetic management insulin injection, and some really, really high level of care. The Home Plus, not all of them, most of them specialize in caring for individuals with memory challenges, cognitive impairment, some form of dementia, but not all of them. I'm glad to see that. A lot of these new Home Pluses that are popping up and available, there you don't have to have memory challenges to live there. And I'm glad to see that. I think that's a good thing. So Home Plus is going to run anywhere from about $6,500 to $7,000 per month, upwards of about $8,000 to $8,500 per month. Okay, and so that is the messy middle. You have assisted living that's all over the board. By the way, and then when you're looking for that, you're like, well, what is residential care? I mean, what does that mean? What, Home Plus, well, that looks like a great environment. You have your own bedroom, and many times you have like your own master suite where there's, you know, master bathroom that you have. You don't have to share that, and everyone eats family style, and there's a living room just like at home. And is that appropriate for me? Right? Well, if you have questions about that, and if you need help navigating that messy middle, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. This is what we do every day, all day, for the last almost 20 years. 913-945-2800. We can definitely help you navigate that messy middle. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, then there are a couple of gray areas in that messy middle. And this makes the messy middle even more difficult to navigate. And I've heard all the stories, I don't know how many times over all the years. Steve, we went to an independent living community, and it sure was nice, but you were concerned that, you know, mom or dad, my loved one, is going to need some care. And the independent living community said, oh, hey, listen, you don't need that assisted living place. We got you covered right here. We can do anything and everything. We're basically the same thing as assisted living. Is that true, Steve? And I'm like, no, it's not. Overpromise, underdeliver, pretty misleading. If you hear that, that person doesn't know what they're talking about. Because guess what? Assisted living has a license, a licensure. Independent living does not. Period. End of the story. But here's the gray area. Not all, but some independent living communities have an on-site home care provider. Just like the home care provider that will come to your home in wherever you might be living right now on an hourly basis. Well, and it's a great fit for some people. Okay, I think it's kind of a specialty fit, but I've helped a lot of people figure this one out as well. You move to an independent living apartment and you need just a little bit of help, but you're just not ready for assisted living. But you can't live alone. You need to be around other people. You would benefit from the meals being made for you because your dietary situation and nutrition situation is not so great, right? So you could really benefit by the socialization and all these other things. But you need just a little bit of help. Some independent living communities have these on-site home care providers, and they're right there in the building, and they have staff in the building, and they can come down to your apartment. And a lot of them will offer to break that up into 15-minute increments or just stop by like per visit, maybe to help you get dressed. Might take 5 minutes and then they're done and you're off. Okay, well, if they come to your home, usually there's a 2 to 4 hour minimum because someone's driving all the way across town to see you. Well, maybe that's not very cost effective and not really a great solution if that's all you need. Maybe you just need a medication reminder a couple times per day. Maybe you need help getting undressed and getting your pajamas and kind of turning down for the evening. Okay, so the on-site home care provider can kind of help out and do that. But make no mistake, that is an independent living apartment plus a home care service. And it's a great fit for a lot of people, but it is absolutely not assisted living, period. It's not. All right, then the other gray area. Where is assisted living? We're an age-in-place community. You don't need that long-term care. I mean, we've got it covered. We can bring in hospice, and we can do this, and we can do that, and blah, 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 okay? So, and I don't know how many times I've received the call. Steve, they told us, you know, all of that stuff and more. So we were really counting on that. We moved Dad in, and 3 months later, we got a discharge letter. Sorry, we can no longer meet your loved one's needs. He has to be out of here in 30 days. Find another place. Did they lie to me? I'm like, nope. Leave me out of it. I don't know what was said. But again, that falls squarely into the bucket of overpromise and underdeliver. Squarely in that bucket. Now, it's their goal to take care of your loved one for life, but a national study that I happen to like, I think it's really good, states that 59% of assisted living residents will require more care than is available. They'll exceed that threshold and they'll have to move to long-term care. So that statement of we can take care of your loved one for life, 41% of the time, that's correct. Now, I have to say that most of the places that I'm aware of, I think that 59% number is much lower than that. But the bottom line is all kinds of assisted living residents get that discharge notice saying we can no longer meet your needs. You need to move to a higher level of care, which is long-term care. So just be careful of those two gray areas. And then, oh boy, we have the terribly misused term memory care. Some places and people will use the term memory care like that's a place. Just like hospice. Oh, hospice. Like it's a place. No, hospice is a service that can be provided wherever you call home. And by the way, like our friends at Kansas City Hospice, they do have the Kansas City Hospice House and the North Care Hospice House up north. Okay, so they actually do have a hospice house. It is an actual facility, okay, where they provide incredible hospice care, but the majority of hospice care is provided wherever you call home, whether that's at your house or your assisted living apartment or your long-term care community, okay? So same thing with memory care. Memory care can be found at all of those different levels of care that I mentioned earlier. Memory care can be found at the residential care level of care, at the home plus level of care, at the assisted living level of care, and at the long-term care, that nursing home, that medical model level of care. All right, so a lot of times, they have assisted living and they have memory care. Okay, well now you're comparing assisted living, which is a level of care, with memory care, which is a type of care. Right, and I'm trying to standardize this, right? So memory care is a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment, and it can be offered within that assisted living level of care. It's just a different part of the building, and I've covered that quite a few times on previous episodes. So just don't misunderstand that memory care is a type of care that can be provided at multiple levels. And then I'm not going to get into it today, but a continuing care retirement community is all of the above, where the concept is to sell your home and downsize into an independent living portion of the community. And then as you decline over the years and as you need a little more help, you can move on to the assisted living part of the community and get some help there. And then if you need more help than that, you can transition down and keep on transitioning to the long-term care part of the community and never have to change your address or never have to leave the organization. They've got you covered. Okay, and that's a continuing care retirement community. I'm working with more and more senior care consulting clients trying to navigate that one. That one is the most difficult community to try to wrap your arms around and to try to navigate and figure out which one is the right one and the best fit. Because you have all kinds of moving parts. Independent living, got that messy middle with assisted living, and then you've got long-term care. Some have memory care, some don't. Some are Medicaid certified, some are not, right? So it goes on and on and on and on. And then assisted living is the second most challenging or difficult level of care to navigate, just because it's that wide lane and there's just a tremendous variance in there as far as what is offered. If you or your family are getting ready to do a search and you're trying to get it right, you want to have confidence in your decision, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. And 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We offer a free consultation. Would love to visit with you to show you how we can help you find the very best senior care community meeting your exact needs. All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.